Yes, yes, lieve luisteraars. Welkom bij Funky Nassa van 18 augustus. Ik ben vandaag niet alleen in mijn studio. Ik ben samen met de Mudfoot. Mudfoot, welkom.
Oh, have mercy, baby.
Come on,
now. Welcome, guys, to the studio. You guys have been here before, of course. Both you guys, right?
Have we been here before? Never been here. Have you been here before, Olivier?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to introduce you guys. I'm in the studio with the Mudfoot, straight from Los Angeles, California. And the Mudfoot is Reverend Rooster. And Zeus Einstein.
Say what?
Yes. So Rooster, you play bass and you're the singer, right?
Sure enough, baby, sure enough.
All
be
right.
Dropping it like it's hot. I'm a reverend, you know, so I got to make sure the church music get out though.
All right, motherfuckers. And Zeus, you're the guitar player, right?
Yeah, I'm the master. I'm the master.
He's not shy about that either. We try to subdue him. He's not shy about that.
You play some great slide and you kick it on the blues and funk rhythms, huh?
Yeah, that's I love slide as
you
well.
Do.
Correct.
I brought a big bag of blues records and some other stuff, and we got until 9, so we're gonna have a great hour. We're gonna talk about the festival we had last week.
Oh yeah, that was fun. What
and,
a great festival!
Langeville Festival Ruigoort, wel te verstaan. And we had a blast. You guys played 2 nights. Mm.
Yeah, we played 2 nights at the Wilterschatze Frutgenskrank.
No, that was the Grootschkovic.
Is that what it was?
Stop making fun of the Dutch.
We're not making fun of Dutch. We just wish we could speak it. We're doing the best.
No,
that was us trying to learn Dutch.
You were cursing.
Did I? Oh, look at me. I got a curse word out. I love that.
It was the head.
Thank God, you can curse on the radio.
I try to learn a curse word every language I have.
And these Americans, they always try to get their time when they can curse on the radio because
we love to curse.
Sorry, dude. I'm the French man. I do not curse. I have to be proper.
Well, let's just get on with the first track. It's Canned Heat with Going Up the Country, because it always reminds me of going
up the country.
It always gives me the feeling when I'm going to Ruigoort, this song, you know. Like
when you go to the what? The Heiko?
The Ruigoort, you know, where the festival was last week.
Oh, that place. That was fun. Yeah. I love me
like
some Dutch
this,
people.
It's like little outside the city, how do you call it? Oasis.
We call it far away.
The industrial area, and it's very surreal because you got this real nice green village with the hippies and people of all shapes and sizes get together, and you got this whole industrial area surrounding it, which gives us a very surreal vibe, you know, but it's amazing. So let's just start with Canned Heat, Going Up the Country, man.
Going up the country,
yeah. Some place where I've never been before.
was Canned Heat, going up the country, man. So, guys, was this your first time at the Lunch World Festival?
It was actually my second time, but
it was your second time
playing there, but first time playing the festival. That festival was amazing. I mean, God, I hate to say it, I lived through the Woodstock days. I didn't go to Woodstock, but I lived a lot of that history, that hippie stuff. That was so, it was a love fest. No, there was no hate in the village at all. That was amazing.
Yeah.
There's none of that, you know, I'm for Trump, I'm not for Trump stuff. It was so, just so good.
And then let's just give a little introduction about your band.
All right.
The Band.
Zeus, you want to handle that?
Yes. Well, first of all, we started.
Okay, thank you very much.
Four years ago. No, I like the way. I'm not that fast. Now, come on. What?
Come on, yeah. Well,
okay,
that was
so
funny.
We started 4 years ago. Give me some respect, Jack. Yeah, come on.
Give us some respect.
I'm sorry, what? Honey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, see this ahead. Guy. Okay, so we started 4 years ago, and gradually we started like totally writing some killer songs, and this is what happened. You should check out this song called Motown Grease Fire.
We're going to play it in a minute.
This is like totally amazing in my book. Of course, that's my personal opinion about it. So
all right. So, can you tell me a little bit more about the band?
I'll tell you a little minute. So,
about the Mudfoot.
I used to play with a band called The Other Mules. I still do occasionally. Zeus Einstein, my guitar player to my left here, French guy.
I'm on your right.
Playing with Buckwheat Zydeco. And he tracked me down until he said, hey, man, we should play together. So I picked an obscure Hendrix song that's always been one of my favorite. And I said to myself, if he can play this, this dude is your guitar player.
Ooh, so you wanted to just...
What song was that? What song was that, Zeus?
Oh, there was Hey Baby.
Hey Baby.
By Jimi Hendrix.
Hey Baby off the Rainbow Bridge album, if you guys want to check it out. It's a really intense song. Right. Anyways, from then I said, this guy's my guy. I had tons of songs stored up. He had tons of songs stored up. We collaborated and we have great songs. It's a mixture of dance, funk, and blues. So I call it the funky blues. That's what I call it. But, you know, if you're a Jimi Hendrix fan, if you're a Curtis Mayfield fan, this stuff's right down your alley. And if you like Muddy Waters, that's still down your alley. So we got everything you need.
And if you gotta do is
bring your dance shoes and your steel underwear and your set.
Yeah. So how was it playing at the festival? Was your first gig when you arrived in Amsterdam? So you guys were both pretty jet lagged, I guess?
We were trying to be jet lagged, but when I saw all the beautiful women's, because Dutch, let me tell you, here in the Netherlands, they all got some beautiful women's. They're beautifulicious. I want to put them on a stick and lick it. Beautifulicious women's. And that just fired me up. The jet lag went away and went down to my toes, and I had to dance it out. It worked out great. It was really great festival. Very well received. Also, a lot of talent there. The sculptors, the artists that did the lights, and it was amazing. It was a feast of the arts in the most epic proportion you can imagine. If you were into sonics, it was there. If you were into visuals, it was there. If you're into lights, it was there. All of the elements came together in one little corner of the world known as...
Rachord.
Yeah. at the risk of cussing, I had to have him say it for
me. Was there also another artist that made a great impression on you guys?
Another artist.
Me, of course, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always about Jesus.
I heard you guys also were in a jam. And
you know what? I'd like to say, look, I'm finding out bits and pieces. So I'm exiting the festival. There's only one way in, one way out. I'm heading out down the street. And to my left, they're having this impromptu jam thing. And these guys are playing some funky James Brown. It wasn't James Brown's music, but it was some funky stuff like that. And I tried to walk out, but I couldn't. I ended up going down there and jamming with them, just stormtrooped the microphone and started singing with them. And I don't know who the drummer was or who the bass player was. They were tight. The keyboard player later I found out was Alan, who actually lives at that house we played at. Him and his wife, who was a singer, who was gracious enough to let me come up and sing. Like I said, I just bombard the stage. When the music's right, I just walk over.
Yeah,
if you're playing music in this town and you're playing it, I'm going to walk up and just join you. I'd rather you like it. Now you better call the police. All right. Anyways, we had a great, it was an amazing thing. We're dancing. It became an all-out party, love fest at the end of that Sunday night. It was amazing. One of the best experiences of my musical career.
Nice, man. What about you?
Yeah, I have to say, I was totally surprised to to arrive in such
And you were actually there on the first day, huh?
Yeah, and I saw the transformation from day one or day two, whichever. And when I just saw the final result before we started playing, it was amazing. The lights were there. The visual was there. It was like a great vibe. I could be myself and relax.
It was a great feast for the senses. It was a great feast.
Totally.
I mean,
relaxed.
There are a lot of beautiful women. They were dressed halfway naked. You know, that never goes wrong. But if that's always good.
And you know, you took all these words to describe the Dutch ladies. One word.
Beautifulicious.
I would say. Lord,
that was a little kid coming out in Zeus there, kids.
Beautiful.
Oh, we got some more kittens. We got some more kittens coming up for you.
Yeah, bring some more kittens up.
I'm gonna play.
I love me some kitty.
I'm gonna play us another song. It's by the great Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That's Stevie Ray. Yeah. You know, living that long.
Wait.
Let me say a little something.
I really actually jammed with this gentleman once, and I was such a privilege and an amazing experience.
Stevie Ray, yes. Premier player, man. He's an inspiration to all guitar players.
Yes.
True, and he's actually playing a song by the great Jimi Hendrix called Voodoo Child.
Voodoo Child!
It's like the best of both worlds.
Oh, you can't never get enough of no Voodoo Child. Don't work it out.
We'll
call my phone.
Come on,
man. Yeah.
Wow.
We listen to Funky Nassau. Samen met de Mudfoot. We gaan tot 9 uur door.
Yes, sir. Mekador. That's what I'm saying. Am I close to that yet?
Finalize the event van ons overnemen met nog meer hele fucking chill muziek.
Yeah,
en
dan Finger Puppets.
Dus je hebt het heel laat. Heb je die hoor naar je zin bij Radio Salto. 106.8, 99.4. Dus let's go, man. Je hebt geluisterd naar...
Hey, DJ Yarmo.
Yeah.
Let me have Zeus explain to you. He actually got to play on stage with Stevie Ray. You got to hear this story.
Let's hear the story, man.
Yeah, man. This dude, Stevie Ray showed up in this town and he was unknown. And
what
this,
town?
In Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy said, man, you should come this weekend have this guitar player from
Austin.
Well,
talk about how you met him, dude. He didn't
amazing.
Just call you out
so anyway...
audience.
I met the guy, I showed up at the club, and then I had to meet him after his first set. And I met him, and we had a couple of hits on his joint. He was cool on the sofa, and I said, yeah, man, you're really badass, and I really love Fender Stratocasters and Jimi Hendrix. And he said, yeah, okay. So he played a second set, and the first song he played was this exact song, live.
Nice.
The child. So he blew me away. I was like, oh my God, now I'm sold forever.
How old was he? And how old were you?
You have no idea. I was probably like, I don't know. It's I don't want to divulge my age.
Old.
He was still young, probably.
I was quite young, but he had the beret. He didn't have all this food. He was unknown. He had the beret. He was from Austin. He was trying to make it up big, you know. So anyway.
Like us.
After the second set... I go back and say, dude, you killed me. You're amazing. Seriously, I was blown away. He said, why don't you come jam one? I was totally like freaking shaking. It's like, are you sure? He said, yeah. I played one song. This guy behind a road, he gave me a guitar. He plugged me. I don't even know where. I don't know what I played. And I was like, wow, that's amazing stuff.
I mean, how amazing is that to be on stage with Stevie?
Well, if he wasn't that as big as that, so you probably didn't realize how big he was going to become, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So later you found out, dude, it's such an honor to be on stage with that guy before he blew up.
But even that, on that night, I realized, my God, this guy is so much
greatness.
I wouldn't have been able to sleep, man.
So far away from what I can even dream of doing, you know? That was really so precise, so much soul. It was amazing. I mean, as we know. So to me, that counts like another blessing in my life.
That's true.
As a guitar player.
Nice.
I mean, the only thing you can do to match that is, or exceed that is to meet Jimi Hendrix. And it's funny, I didn't get into Jimi Hendrix till after he died. The year after he died, my sister plays a version of Hey Joe, and I fell in love with the song. Who is that? And at this time, my sister is like 3 years older than me. She's taking me to all these concerts. And I go, if you're going to take me to a concert, take me to see Jimi Hendrix. She goes, yeah, he's kind of dead right now.
Serious?
Well, I guess I won't be seeing him play, will I? ever since I followed, I immersed myself. I read every Hendrix book I could, which the song that maybe Yarmo may play later called...
Axis
is bold as love.
Well, that's actually a song I'm going to play right now.
Well,
so
let me just talk this up.
Just give us a nice
this
story.
This is a drip.
It.
So I'm reading about the autobiography of Jimi Hendrix. One of the things, Eddie Kramer, who was the producer on this, tells the engineer, now keep in mind at this time, all they have is a distortion pedal, wah-wah pedal, and an Echoplex. That's all there is as far as guitar effects at this time.
No, that was
more.
That was flanger. And
they didn't have flangers then. I'm telling you, I saw this.
Okay.
So at the time,
what?
Hendrix is playing with the flanger Echoplex. You could get a flange sound out of it. You're right. So he's playing with this flange thing on the Echoplex vibe. And Jimmy goes, yeah, I want something more out of this, man. Here's how he said it. I'll tell you, it didn't really get shot, Eddie, but it's missing a little something, you know. So, Jimmy talks to him.
That was a good impression.
I know.
Yeah.
That's how much I've been
I've heard this before.
That's how much I've been
Jimmy.
So he goes, Ted, go, Eddie Kramer goes, well, here's what we could do. Since we have this flanger on this channel, and stereo is just coming into its own. He says, I'll switch it between the stereo speakers and it'll sound like it's going, it'll sound like someone's dragging a rag through your ears in your skull. And it, if you have good stereo system, you know, Yarmo plays this song, listen to the end solo where it kicks off the second half of the solo. Listen to it. That's when the flange goes from stereo. It goes from your left to your right.
First,
it's friggin' amazing.
First stereo, where they really use stereo.
First time they really use
the
stereo.
Next level.
Queen jealousy in the waits behind him. Her fiery green gown stares at the grassy ground. Blue all the life-giving waters take for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready. But wonder why the fight is on. My red is so confident he flashes trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keeps holding me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm bold, bold as love. Hear me talk, girl. I'm bold as love. Just as the answers. He knows everything.
Amazing separation. Did you guys get high on that shit? Because I showed up. Yeah. Oh, that was it.
I enjoyed it again.
There was a lot of noise. But a lot of people would say that's noise. A lot of people would say that's Jimi Hendrix. He changed the game of music.
Show enough.
Yeah. Nou, lieve luisteraars, zit hier nog steeds met de Mudfoot. Olivier of Zeus. Zeus.
Yeah.
Zeus and the Rooster. Yeah. Hey, so guys, what is the rest of your plans in Amsterdam right now?
Well, I could speak. This is Rooster here. I'm saying I'm going to play everywhere. Anywhere anyone will listen, I will play. So if you're having a party at your house and you want your party to be the happening party in Europe, I would contact Yarmo and have Mudfoot perform. We definitely don't disappoint. We'll play your bathroom, your closet, your child's bedroom. We don't care. We just want to play. So we're playing somewhere on the 27th and or 28th, I think. Yeah, they don't know the name of the bar.
I'll get you the dates.
Yeah. Dude, give them the dates. And tonight, while we're talking, the longer we're talking, we're going to be playing at Malo Miller. We're going to sit and jam tonight. So those that are curious what we look like and what we sound like, come on down, baby. Let us do it to you in your ear hole. All you got to come down to Malo Miller if you're Dutch.
Malo Miller tonight.
Yeah, about 10 o'clock, 10:30, we're going to hit the stage, bang out 3-4 songs. Come on out and get a taste of it, see what it's like.
Yeah. And also the 3rd of September, you're playing at Zaal 100.
Zaal 100.
It's going to be Funky Nasha edition with the Mudfoot. It's going to be great. It's going to be food, drinks, everything.
And women's.
And you women's.
Know, Rooster, yes. Love him some women's.
Sorry.
And next Saturday at Eyecatcher.
Yeah, Eyecatcher. That's what that place is called, Eyecatcher. Mm. Right near the train station, folks.
Oh, yeah, no, but that's not,
That's not it? Look at me. Look at me with my misdirections. Don't listen to me. I don't know what the hell I'm talking
little,
about.
That's a little, how do you say that? That's a little underground.
Yeah,
underground. Yeah, many.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't say that last one, okay? Look away. Yeah, look away at that last one. All right, look away now.
So, another great inspiration for you guys, and also a guy that you play a lot of covers from in your live set, besides all your original materials, of course, where we're going to play some songs from, is Muddy Waters.
Ooh. Muddy, but also Yarmo, you're an inspiration to us.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious, bro. You know, had I not danced down the street of Monikstraat, having you work at that record store playing the blues, playing Muddy Water Blues, I never would have met you. I would have kept going because it would have been some nonsense coming out of the speakers. But Muddy was there. It sucked me in. And I meet this young guy, this young Yarmo, who knows everything about music. I mean, I'm talking blues and he's matching me wit for wit. And I'm like, this dude's not even American. How does he know about blues? He knew more about blues than I did. So I had to shut up. And he introduced me to some blues song. And so I was just getting into blues at the time. I've always been a musician. I'm a drummer. Normally, but I play bass and sing in this band. But Yarmo was a great inspiration to me in showing me different blues artists and just some underground music. An amazing, amazing knowledge of music, this Yarmo.
Now, I have a quick story now. You're talking about Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
So in my musical career, I ended up playing with this old boogie-woogie piano player. His name was Henry Gray. So I played for about a year and a half on tour in around the States and overseas in Europe. And finally, I found out that this gentleman actually used to play with Muddy Waters.
Wow.
What a coincidence. I was freaking out. I was like, wow.
That's
and then
honor.
He was invited by Mick Jagger for his 40th birthday in Paris with his drummer. And I was like, Mick Jagger flew him to actually Paris and came to perform for Mick Jagger's birthday party. And to me, I was like, wow, I'm playing with such a huge legend who played with an even bigger legend, Muddy Waters. That's it. I'm done with that.
Great. Hey, so
all right.
I want to play a Muddy Waters song, but you also have a version. You have your own version with the other mule. So I'm trying to think, like, should we play the Muddy Waters song or should we play your version?
Yeah, play the mule's version.
You're right.
It's pretty nasty.
It has a little bit more...
it's a little more stanky.
Yeah, it's a little bit more stanky.
I tried to outdo Muddy, and that wasn't my intention, but he evoked such emotion out of me. The way he played his version, I go, man, I could really do this song up. So this is good. Play the version with the other mules. Done by Reverend Rooster and the band of the other mules. Yeah, give me the same pain.
I lay my head down on my baby's breast.
The Mules.
Okay.
Reverend Rooster.
Wow. That was a great album.
It was a while since you heard that song for a while.
It has been a while. I actually did a show and we had to learn some of those songs, but I had forgotten how strong some of those songs were, you know,
because it's a more raw and like more nasty version than Muddy Waters.
It actually is. You know?
Can be really proud of that, man.
I am. But I jumped right out of that into Mudfoot and I stepped up another game because we took what the Mules were doing and we just stepped at a different angle and made it a little more funky. So it's the blues. It's just as nasty. All the stuff is just as raw. I got Zeus playing the guitar, so that's making all the difference in the world.
Yeah, in fact, I wanted to say one thing. So I'm in LA and I say, man, I need a singer. So some friends said, man, you should scope out this band, the other Mules, and a singer. It's good like that Hendrix-ish thing, you know. And
Did you say you were looking for a Jimi Hendrix?
No, I was looking for a singer. Mm. But, and when I heard him, I figured out, wow, this guy could sound kind of like Jimi Hendrix and stuff.
Yeah.
So it took me a while to get him to just jam with him and play this Hey Baby by Hendrix. And and 4 years ago, we started this band, The Mudfoot.
It's actually 5 years.
Yeah, you're right.
You gotta own it.
Time flies when you're having fun. So, thank you, very good, Yarbo. So guys, how did you actually, last time actually one of you guys was here, it was over pre-Corona stuff. So how did you guys experience Corona over there?
Corona was tough. A lot of the clubs shut down. So what we did, Zeus and I, to do the best we could, along with your help, Yarmo, was we recorded a video on our iPhones, or on my phone, which is a Galaxy S10. I'll give my promotion because they did a good job. The sound came out great. Me and Olivia did an impromptu called Troubles. Mm-hmm. And we call it the Coronavirus Sessions. That was the only thing we put out because every club was closed. And there were no live venues, and we were just getting started in 2020, starting to gain some traction, and then that happened. Everything went away, and it was heartbreaking because to know you're not going to be able to play in front of anybody. And I live to play in front of people because I'm trying to elevate
you guys
humanity.
Are like born entertainers, right?
Well, no, we play. It's not we're like trying to show off as rock stars or anything. We're trying to elevate humanity through the music. I keep saying that because when we play and we see you guys cheering us on and we cheer back at you, it becomes this whole heightened, it becomes a high that you cannot get from any drug. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Take it from me. I've done every drug. And so is Zeus.
Agreed.
Yeah, but
you can't beat that. You cannot beat
the
that.
The high you get
well,
from
you're
the
an
audience.
Answer that, man. This is, people know.
They know about high, but any musician that's from Amsterdam probably knows really what we're talking about. But it was just amazing to see humanity all get along and there's no barriers. Like, you know, yeah, I need a light. Yeah, here, I need something to eat. Everybody's just giving. And that's elevating humanity. There's enough hate in the world. As musicians, we're here to heal that part of the world. And we do it through the music. We do it through your ear hole. We attack you sonically through the earwaves. And it's not about either one of us being some big star. Look, it's not about, I'm past that. I want the music to really unite humanity. That's the goal.
Right.
Having said that.
Well said.
Yes.
Well said. Well, having said that, I'm going to play as one of your heroes.
All right.
Muddy Waters, one more time.
Please. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah.
Greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him H-I. You man sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? Man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. To your woman.
harvest time. Ain't that a man? I spell him a child. And that rabbit that I'm grown. I'm a man child. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Well.
You know, many people try to do that song. I've heard many bands and guys try to cover that. Muddy just was angry, man. You can't. If you don't have that attitude when you go to sing that, you can't just go into a bar and try to play that song.
True that.
You got to be real angry. I'm a man.
You could come pretty close with your voice, man.
I couldn't. He was angry on that shit. I got laid. He's a man. He was trying to tell you he's a man. Don't punk him around. Yeah.
So what else can you do with your beautiful voice, Rooster? I heard you also marry people.
Yeah. As a reverend, I can marry people. I actually am certified. I'm a reverend of the Universal Life Church. Look, it's an online thing that you can do, but it makes me a legitimate reverend. I could actually marry you legally. So if y'all men's want to hook up with other men's and women's want to hook up with women's or men's want to hook up with women's, I can perform divorces, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, and I can perform the entertainment. Trust me, if you got married with me giving you the marriage vows, it'd be one of them weddings you'd never forget. That's right. That's right.
Lord have mercy.
It'd be a good time. That's why I say, Lord! Have mercy, baby. All right.
And so, guys, there's not an album coming out yet, but what if there's an album that would come out? Like, what would be on the album?
We were just discussing that. In an effort to try to come here to Amsterdam with something, we were going to make a bootleg CD. And we hired this, I don't want to dog him on the air, but he's a second-rate engineer. Who had a home recording system. Boy, did that suffer. It's so bad, I didn't even make the bootleg CDs out because it was so bad. Cut off half the first song, second song.
At least one time you guys agree on something.
We agreed, and we're going to go with Steve, our old guy.
Actually, I didn't really agree originally, and even my dog wouldn't like the mix. Actually, I don't even have a dog, but if I had a dog,
he wouldn't like it. Yeah, he wouldn't
like
it.
That's my point.
It was bad for everybody. It was painful.
Right.
Yeah, and so we're not even going to talk about that, but we do plan on going back in the studio when we get home and visiting Brother Steve. You know Steve, the guy that recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Push the Button Steve. That's Steve. And we're going to record Goodbye Bad Times and our newest song coming out called Traveling, which is a great little sort of danceable blues funky thing there.
Yeah,
very
energetic.
I wish
you could play that right now, but
I wish you could.
People got to hear this song, man.
Yeah, I would have had it for you. I'm embarrassed to play what we have, so I'm not even going to do that.
I'd rather not.
Yeah.
I got Motown Greasefire, though.
You got Motown Greasefire?
I got Motown Greasefire.
You know what? If you play my taste of Motown Greasefire, they get a good taste of what Mudfoot's all about.
That's true.
Let me tell you how the name Mudfoot came about, or should I save that for the next segment?
And no, you can do that right now, man. We got the 8 minutes left.
All right.
If you can explain that within, let's see.
Nine minutes?
3 minutes? Then you're all good. And we also have to spell the Mudfoot first, because it's Mud, M-U-D-D-M-U-D. Day day, foot, F-O-O-T-A, F-O-O-T-E.
So. Yeah, look us up on YouTube, folks. We could dig a like here and there if you want to throw that down. Mudfoot came about, me and Olivier, when we decided to join forces, said, man, we got to find something that's going to describe what our music does, but we don't want to rush our songs. We're not like speed metal, although we have a couple of fast numbers. That's not our energy. We're more about taking our time and playing the groove like the music is being dragged through the mud. And, you know, you're going to stump your foot. That's sort of how Mudfoot, at least my perception of Mudfoot, came out. Zeus may have a different version of what he means. Let me hear your version.
My version of Mudfoot is
there is some kind of muddy waters, you know, vibe, in the sense that we're trying to stay old school blues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the foot means, okay, we listen to us. If your foot ain't moving, either you're dead or you don't get it.
If your foot ain't moving, you just ain't grooving.
You're gonna call your doctor right away and say, dude, I'm some problem here.
I go with that, Zeus. I have to go with you on that. That's very good. Very good.
Okay, right. we gaan afsluiten. We're gonna end the show with Motown Grease for Audio, the real original from the Mudfoot. And I would like to tell our listeners that you guys are playing at Zaal 100, the 3rd of September. Tonight, Malumello. And 3rd of September starts at 8 o'clock at night, Zaal 100. And in de Statenbuurt, check that out. En je kan Mudfoot kan je volgen op de Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, alles. Mudfoot, M-U-D-D-F-O-O-T-E, Mudfoot, the Mudfoot. And guys, we had an awesome time again here at the radio show.
You always do, Jarmo. Thanks for having us on.
We did it again.
And
we almost didn't came in. We almost didn't came in. I almost threw the towel.
Almost got
in.
Locked out.
Yeah. It's not the first time that it happened, so I already
lost
my hopes.
It's the second time it's happened with me and you, though, because we almost got locked out the last time I did this.
Did we?
Yeah, last year.
Oh. It's okay. It's always a pleasure. I don't care if I get locked up anywhere. Except
no, well,
in
I know that you get locked in. Out. We just can make up. Radio all night and play music. But if I can't get in, then my listeners are going to be sad. Like, hey, where's Funky Nassau? Where's the Mudfoot, man? We're about to hear them, man.
It's great.
All right. So thank you, guys, man. Thank you, listeners. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You get us. You can catch up in the air next week. And we give over the torch to our friends of Vinylize FM. And after that, Finger Pop and Soul. So don't touch that dial, motherfuckers. Here's the Mudfoot, right, Motown Grease Fire. And enjoy that shit, man.
I gotta hear that. I love this.
Do it now, Steve. I love this. Push the button and do it now. Do it now. You don't know me, homie. Get up now.